I wish it was Tampa Bay or Green Bay. Tampa Bay or Green Bay. If not Tampa, Green Bay. If not Green Bay, Tampa Bay. One of those.
One of the bays.
One of the bays. You funny. I have some news for my core fan base.
What is that?
I have a new.
You're up, you're ready, and you're listening to the Brittany Mac podcast. Everyone has a story. Applying them to inspire the world weekly on Motivation Mondays. Here's your host, Brittany Mac.
Brandon.
Happy to be here. Had a great, exciting weekend. Only thing I probably say I wish I would have did when I was down here was get on the jet skis, but
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So next time
we can tell them about it. We can tell them.
Yeah.
Let's tell them. Okay. Yesterday we tried to go to the pier. But when we got to the pier, it was really good when we first got there.
It was nice.
We were wasting time and everything because it was, you know, it was cool. We went to the, they had some tents set up, vendors and stuff. We was wasting time and everything because we thought we had time. But then it started raining, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, we was wasting time doing this. We should have been walking straight to the pier.
Right.
So
right.
we was like, okay, let's still go because the weather said it was gonna stop raining for like an hour and then start back. So we said, okay, we can go to the pier and then we can wait inside the pier and wait for the rain to pass. But tell them what happened.
We all know we can't trust the weather app.
Yeah.
We can't even trust the weather man. So it changed upon us a lot. We definitely can't trust the weather app. And as soon as we got ready to go to the pier, like, it just started coming down. Like,
yes, we was almost halfway there and it just started raining hard. And it was like, dang, would we really just turn around and walk all the way back to the car in the rain or just go ahead and get there and let it pass?
Right.
And we went ahead and tried to get there.
Because we were already halfway there.
Yeah.
So we was like, yeah, let's just go ahead and get there and see if it'll pass us by.
We was making stops to try to break up this getting rained on.
Right.
So we would go under like a bridge. We made it to the souvenir store.
Mm-hmm.
Something else. Yeah. It was something else in there too. So
it was all bad.
Brandon, he got an umbrella because he didn't have an umbrella and I had a hat.
I was trying to be proactive. I bought the umbrella. Whole time the umbrella didn't last 3 seconds.
Right.
The winds were like literally tornado winds. Like,
It was hard.
It ate that umbrella alive.
And soon as he opened it, it came right off that thing.
Tragic.
Right off. I said, refund.
Refund.
She refund immediately.
Refund. And we walked back in the gift shop and they gave us a refund. And we were just kind of stuck on the island almost.
Yeah. And then we were waiting on the bus stop at that because it's a bus stop right there.
And it's not really a bus.
Yeah, it's not a bus. It's just kind of like if you go to Busch Gardens or let me not say Busch Gardens because I know everybody hasn't been there. But say you take like a trolley or something like that, mm-hmm.
With no doors.
It has no doors or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like that. Just something that gets you up and down.
Yeah, like the trains they have at the amusement parks to kind of take you through there or the zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like that. And
so we was waiting on it, but it wasn't coming. And then it finally came and it was full. And we waited for another one and it was full. So we was like, okay, we're going to have to go all the way to the pier if we're going to get on a bus. Because it's being full every time it comes to us.
Right.
So we went all the way to the pier. And we were trying to go to the observation deck to see the view, even though it was raining. Just to, we weren't going to go out from under the covering. We was going to stay under the covering, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the freaking elevators.
Only one worked.
Yeah, the elevators were messed up that day. And it's like, what the world? What's going on?
So it's like 10 people each ride going down like the 5 floors that they have. And then, mind you guys, I had never been there before, so Brittany's leading me the whole way. So I'm just following along behind her, wet like a puppy. We were both wet.
Like we jumped in a pool.
Man, you would think we would have jumped. Y'all would have thought we just got out the pool swimming laps or something. We were soaked, and it was like.
I was trying to go to the observation deck, but I haven't been there since around July.
Okay.
That was the last time I've been. So that's been like months and stuff like that. So before you know it, was like, you know what, forget it. We coming back tomorrow anyways.
Right.
And
right.
then and then we ended up just going to wait on the trolley thingy.
Right.
And then we thought we was doing something. We got on there, but the rain and the winds.
It was like the wind and the water ate our ass. So.
Right. And I was like, you know what? I asked the people in the front. I was like, can we sit up there with y'all? Well, y'all ain't getting wet.
They had cover.
Yeah. And he was like, come on up here. And then Brandon, he was still sitting back there getting ate up by the water.
Being a gentleman.
And he was like, women. Do you want to get up here too? He was like, yeah, I do.
And I got up there, but you know, like I said, I had to let women and children go first. It felt like I was on the Titanic. But
it was just me and you that got to go up there.
Yeah, it was just me and
everybody else was looking at us like, I know how they get the but
at least
they didn't have to feel bad for long because we ended up, we was not paying attention. We weren't paying attention. We were just, I don't know what we were doing. Probably talking to each other.
Yeah.
All I know is
get out the rain.
They stopped at the first bus stop, right? They stopped every stop to let people off and, you know, and let people on. So they stopped at the first one. I look up. Was you was getting off, I believe.
I was getting off, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're here. And I'm not paying attention.
And I wasn't paying attention either. Now this is my first time
we
there.
We literally got off at the very first tram stop from the one we was got picked up at. So we ended up having to really walk all the way from the same. What was that the place that you got the umbrella?
We got a little farther. We had got a little farther than that.
But we had to walk almost the same distance from that.
It might as well have been though.
It's like we might as well should have never
walked to the pier. Not even got on the trolley. Yeah.
Walked to the pier at all. We could have just turned around where we was at the first time. We was like, will I be here?
We learned our lesson that day.
Yeah, we did. Pay attention because we were not paying attention.
That meat is definitely greedy.
We like... Oh my God. And then we just decided to go to the Armature Works because Armature Works is indoors and we were trying to get food. So we went to Armature Works and we went indoors and I was trying to tell you, you can pick whatever you wanted to eat.
Oh yeah. We did go to this little,
it's like a Taste Tampa type of place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's they got different restaurants inside a, you know, a venue or well, not even a venue. Mm-hmm. It's like a, almost like a little mall, you would think, but just it's all restaurants. And it was pretty dope. And we stopped at one first, but we didn't see anything we liked. So Brittany took us to, what is it?
Sparkling Wharf.
That name.
You see Sparkling Wharf?
That's a crazy name.
Sparkling Wharf. And you know what? I don't even know if I'm saying the second part right. The Wharf part?
Right.
I'm just guessing.
Like,
but I know the Sparkman should be on point though. But they know what we're talking about.
But yeah, that was our February 11th in a nutshell. And then we did our V-Day episode, which will be dropping very, very soon.
That's gonna drop on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And this one is gonna drop on the day before Valentine's Day, the day after the Super Bowl. It's gonna be on the 13th tomorrow, actually. So today we started our day by going to the Tampa International Plaza, the mall.
Yeah. Oh, wow. How did I forget that? Jesus Christ. Yeah.
We started today by going to the mall because it was going to be raining for like about an hour in Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater.
Right. So we wanted to do something indoor first. Yep. Let's kill some time. Go to the mall. Brittany was like, they got a whole bunch of designer stores, you know, Gucci, Louis, Burberry,
Saint Laurent, Neiman Marcus.
I mean, you would have thought
it's just different stuff.
Yeah, you would have thought we were in
the A. We in Tampa.
But we in Tampa though, so it's just as popping. It's definitely just as popping.
But yeah, so we went in those stores. We didn't go in Burberry because
because a lot of these stores. They were like
we were early. Some of them were
having like meetings, store meetings and stuff like that. You know how
they
store,
weren't open yet.
You know how companies have their in services and stuff like that. That's what it looked like. What was going on? But you know, we were browsing anyway. So
Yeah, but they weren't open yet. So some of them weren't open, but
like Louis was open.
Gucci was open.
Brittany had to go see the fragrances. Tom Ford.
I was smelling the Tom Ford. I smelled all of those Tom Ford fragrances very before, sexy. But I just wanted to smell them again just because I like smelling fragrances.
And they were very they smelled very sexy. So Brittany did put me on to.
Yes, I love fragrances. You know, I'm always smelling real good. You gotta remember how I'm smelling. So okay. I gotta be memorable.
That's facts.
But yeah. So I was letting you smell the fragrances and stuff. You was like you like the tobacco vanilla the best. Yeah, from Tom Ford.
That was definitely I ain't gonna say I liked it the best, but
that one your favorite one.
It was like I liked the cherry junk you had.
The lost cherry or the because it was three cherries,
right?
It was electric cherry, lost cherry, and it was another one I forgot.
But I did. Which one was the first one you sprayed?
The first one, like I think it was cherry. Electric.
Yeah, and that one stood out too. That was real nice. But they all smell good though. So don't get me wrong. But you know, if I had to pick the electric cherry, is that like a men fragrance? Can men do that?
It's unisex. It's unisex.
Okay.
A lot of people like his cherry fragrances. That's the reason why he had three type of them. And then on top of that, the bottles for the cherry ones was just about empty. One of them was empty.
Are all three unisex?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, I know they that. Are. But what was the price tag on them?
I mean, you know.
Y'all, the price tag was
quality. You got to pay for quality.
$400.
Okay, no. It was $400 for Rose Creek, the one I want.
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't know why I still want more rose fragrances because I already got rose fragrances. But
you like what you like.
I still like that one. Yeah, I have the sample size. I want a full bottle of that. But, yeah, that was $400. Mm-hmm. But some other ones were like $200 and something. Some other ones was like $3 something. But okay. It was just the different prices depending on the smell.
Okay, I might can do $200 on some perfume.
Then we also got to look at some designer shoes, too.
We did.
Before we went into, we looked at some designer shoes in Nordstrom before we went into the actual designer stores.
Yeah, the heels.
Yeah, we was looking at the heels and then the sandals and stuff like that. And they also had like sneakers.
I saw one pair of sneakers.
Yeah. You talking about the Saint Laurent sneaker?
Nah. Was it in Nordstrom's?
Uh-huh.
It probably was then.
Yeah. Yeah, that was in Nordstrom.
Or Chanel shoe was one of them. It was different designers.
It was. Yeah, so then we had went into the actual designer stores. My favorite designer store that I went in today was Louis Vuitton because
me too.
They have the twist bags. And I really like those twist bags, the Louis Vuitton twist bags.
They did look good.
Yeah, I really like those bags and I'm not really much of a Louis Vuitton fan that much, but I do like that bag.
Yeah. I like the Louis Vuitton store because it had had some bad females in there.
Oh my God.
And that was one of my favorite parts.
We left the mall and we went to try again at the pier. And this time when we went to the pier, it was cool. The only thing about it this time was the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And the wind wasn't so bad when we first got there, but right. By the time we got down from the observation deck,
mm-hmm.
By the time we got back down, it's like the wind had really picked up really strong. And it was, oh my gosh, like it was about to blow us away.
I
felt like it wanted to literally knock me in the water.
But that wasn't even like, wait till we tell y'all the rest of it. But like, yeah, at the pier, it was like, you know.
We thought that was something, huh?
It was, yeah, we thought it was something.
We thought that was really something, how the winds was knocking us over.
Right, until later on today. But, you know, we actually, it was better than yesterday. Today at the pier was definitely a lot better, even though the wind was still blowing and it was still mm-hmm. kind of cool. We kind of looked up with the trolley this time.
Yes, because as soon as we got there, we had the trolley take us all the way there. Yes. And as soon as we got done, we had to take us all the way back. Yes. We didn't have to do so much walking this time.
At all.
It wasn't raining. It was okay. We felt good about it.
We said, look at God.
Yes. I was like, well, I'm glad we tried again. But then we had went to Clearwater. And Clearwater is usually very beautiful.
I ain't gonna lie,
extremely
y'all.
Beautiful.
It is. Don't get me wrong. Clearwater is very beautiful, but the wind was kicking our ass.
Oh my gosh. Have y'all seen that episode of SpongeBob when SpongeBob and Squidward had to deliver a pizza?
Oh man.
Oh my God. And Squidward, hilarious. The one Squidward was not really caring about that pizza. He was like, forget this pizza.
Right.
But you know, SpongeBob gotta be the hero of the day.
Right.
And you remember, you know on the episode that the person that was delivering it to get mad at them and try to like tell them he didn't want it no more.
Hilarious.
Episode. Squidward was like, oh no, you finna get this pizza. I ain't do all this work for nothing. I felt Squidward because of today.
Right.
Because Facts. Of today, Facts. I felt Squidward.
Facts. And it also he was taking up for SpongeBob because the guy made SpongeBob cry.
Yeah.
So he took it upon himself to stand up for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we always look at Squidward like the bad guy, but he's a stand-up guy sometimes.
Yeah. But I felt him today because, okay, so when we got to the beach, mm-hmm. we already see the red flag, you know, fly, which was a red flag.
Right.
It was literally a red flag.
Facts. She pointed, Brenner did point that out.
But yeah, we was looking at the water like the rips were ripping.
Mind y'all,
the ribs were ripping.
Mind you, guys, people were still out there, like,
right.
It wasn't like when nothing going on. But I get it though. You're out here.
I don't get it.
You know, some of these people are, you know, on vacation or just here for a couple of days.
I still don't get it.
I don't either, because I would have been like, nah, because we. We didn't even go on the beach, y'all.
Because, okay, look.
The beach came to us.
As soon as I opened the car door, and I couldn't even get out. As soon as I opened it, all I know is the beach just came inside the car. How is the beach in the car now? Harry closed it. In 2 seconds, the beach is in the car.
I mean, I closed the door. Sand waves.
I closed the door. I said, oh, no, this ain't going to work.
This ain't going
to
work.
I was like, okay, let me get out again. I tried again.
Still, same
and
thing.
I pulled the air and made my way to the trunk.
It was literally,
and the trunk was open. You had the trunk open, and the beach was in the trunk. The beach was in the trunk, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I don't got my duster bag on my bag, so my bag was getting, you know." I was like, because this bag is hard, you know. It don't need nothing to be getting on it, because that's
Her designer bag was about to get
messed up. And I was like, I thought I had my bag, y'all. I thought I heard somebody throw it.
Me too.
I was like, let me do something about this, because no, I don't need stuff getting messed up. But I had got the stuff I was gonna get, because I decided I was gonna put, I had a dress on, but I also brought some pants,
mm-hmm.
just in case, just because, and I'm glad I did that. But I ended up putting my pants on under my dress, and I just turned my dress into a shirt.
Yeah.
But I put that on, and it was hard doing it, because the freaking sand was tearing me up. And then I put my glasses on to help me with the sand, and then I was covering my face on the side, trying to walk like Squidward and SpongeBob in the episode. And we went a little further along the beach on the little shops. And then we had turned away from the beach, and we walked on this side back to the car. It's like we made a loop. We made the loop right on back to the car. And then at one point, I want to ask you a question, because I know I was getting pushed back and I was fighting for my life trying to get to the car. But I look back and I'm like, hold on, why bring the way back there?
Yeah.
So did it knock your hat off?
It knocked my hat off. And I said, what the hell? I ran back. Y'all would have thought somebody was chasing me. I had to run back and get that hat, because no, we're not doing this today, Wynn. We're not doing this today.
Oh,
and
my God.
Man, y'all. After that, I was like, yo, it's time
to
go.
You know what? And for me, I was holding on to my hat. Mm-hmm. I was holding on to my baton for her glasses.
Y'all, I don't know how Brittany had on her hat.
I had a hat on, you know, and I was holding it tight, because I was already.
You had to.
I was already. It's like, just imagine strong winds pushing you, trying to push you back. and you trying to you trying to get through it like you a football player, trying to get through somebody pushing you back. Like you trying to go against the resistance.
Nah, yeah.
I was definitely going against the resistance.
She was, y'all. She was a real trooper. She was actually leading me. Cause I was like, nah, I don't know where we are.
But yeah, we ended up making it to the car, and I'm glad you actually turned the car around, because at first the car was
I bagged in.
Yeah, at first you had bagged in,
and that's how the
beach got into the car, into the trunk
and the inside.
Yeah, in the car and all that. That's how it got. But then we just turned around, and it made a huge difference. That made a huge difference when you turned around.
And once I did turn around, we saw
that the sign said you can't park backwards.
Which is, I mean, I don't get it, but I did. I got it. I mean, it helped us while the wind was blowing. But when the wind ain't blowing, I don't see the big deal. But
and then we left Clearwater, and I was like, I was so sad though, because Clearwater is usually super beautiful. But we left Clearwater, and then we went to get some food.
We did.
Get food before we came back to watch the Super Bowl.
Because it's Super Bowl Sunday. Yes. Let's go Chiefs.
You said let's go who?
Kansas City Chiefs.
So why you going for them?
I told you I was going for them.
I'm saying why you going for them?
Oh, why? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's who I was going to bet on, honestly.
That's just who you was thinking going to win.
Yeah.
But right now they got 35-27. They winning right now.
Exactly. So I would have cashed out.
You would have cashed out. I mean, it ain't over until it's over. I mean,
it is over.
It ain't over until it's over.
It's over.
Because Mahomes got hurt, even, you know.
Well, he can get hurt because they ain't finna catch back up. It's their second time in the Super Bowl. It's the Eagles.
And what is called? The Eagles? Is that what it's called? Did they just make a... touchdown. Was that just a touchdown?
Let me see. They're showing a replay now.
Okay, not quite.
Not quite, but they're at the goal line, so.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, they still got to score twice to even, you know, so.
They just got to make a touchdown, and they also got to do those 3 points.
Yeah, they got to get a punt. But that's highly unlikely because Mahomes is very experienced, and it is Jalen Hurts' first time quarterbacking. In the NFL. I mean, in the Super Bowl. So, we'll see, though. Like you said.
We'll see. It ain't over until it's over. But yeah, y'all.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. We are super excited. Brittany is ecstatic. Her second favorite singer performed today.
Yeah. So, I was just so hyped.
I recorded her, y'all. She doesn't know.
What?
Until now. But yeah, I recorded her.
You was recording me?
I did about 3 songs.
What? Don't show that to nobody.
I was going to send it to you. I was just going to send it to you. You kind of got tired during the last couple of songs. And
I wasn't as hype.
You weren't as hype, but I get it because Rihanna wasn't that hype.
Oh, you talking about during her actual performance?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because yeah. I was hyped the whole time before the performance.
Yeah, she was hype.
But okay, when the performance did start, I was turned up and have the money.
I got her on video, y'all.
But then, you know, but then I was like, okay. I just thought it was gonna be more of do you see that performance of her with the pink and red?
With the pink and red, Rihanna?
Her outfit was mostly pink and the red was like the secondary color for,
I thought the whole outfit was red. I didn't have my glasses.
Oh no, I'm talking about a different performance.
Oh no. Nah,
it was a really good performance. Like I like to see her old performances. I like to watch her old concerts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she be putting on really good shows. I was expecting it to be more like her shows,
mm-hmm.
but it was different. But what I will say is she did have a baby. She hasn't been performing in a long time. So I say she did really, really good just considering everything, I think she did really, really good. Oh, look at little Ivy and Jay-Z. And they got LeBron and look at Adele, Floyd Mayweather, Paul McCartney. Okay, they showing everybody. But yeah, LeBron and his wife.
The stars that came out.
Yeah, they gonna show up for a Super Bowl.
Man.
But yeah, so she did really good considering everything. And then she also, everybody knew she was going to promote Fenty. She dapped her face with her Fenty.
Like the billionaire she is.
Yes. And I'm like, yes, marketing queen. Yes, ma'am. And I'm sure she's going to really be saying everything she used during her Super Bowl performance from Fenty. Yes. And she's going to be letting people know everything she used, which is yes, ma'am.
Come on, man.
Get that bag. Y'all better have her money because she's making a bag off of all of this. For real. I even saw you saw that one person in the audience with her Savage X Fenty jersey, because you know she was she's stealing a whole lot of merchandise, Super Bowl merchandise.
What's the guy's name? Raymond something else. But yeah, I saw that. I didn't know.
I don't know who that was. I thought it was a random fan.
Oh no, I don't know what it meant, because I didn't know I didn't know Fenty had a jersey, but.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they showed up for Rihanna, yo. They showed up for Rihanna, y'all. But yeah, she like Brittany said, she did good. She didn't, you know, Rihanna's not known for dancing, so I didn't expect her to be out there like doing like Janet Jackson or Beyonce stuff. Not even Mary J. Blige stuff. But she did go out there, and she was very coordinated.
It wasn't messy at all. It was very clean.
It was very clean,
organized, structured.
Way better than what's his face, The Weeknd.
Speaking of The Weeknd, speaking of him, we are in Tampa. You got to see the stadium today, and you know The Weeknd. The performance that he's talking about was at that stadium that you got to see today. Mm. You know that though. You know that, right?
I mean, I put it together.
Yeah, because it was at the Tampa, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was at the Tampa.
Super Bowl, one they had one at home. Uh-huh. But, yeah, that was the performance you were talking about that you didn't like.
I don't think nobody liked
it. So, what was so bad about it?
You know, it was... it was horrible. Like, it was one, like... Was it
his face?
It was this one shot.
Because how he
yeah, it was like this one camera shot that they had. Yeah, like
fake stuff over his face to make it look like he had got hurt or something, injured.
Something like that. And then
what was it?
It was like the camera shot or the camera angle they had on him where he was like running through a maze.
The mirror maze?
Yeah, the mirror maze. Like, what is he doing? Like, what's going on? That just didn't make sense to me. Mm. And he should have just, I don't know, played the piano or something. Can he play the piano?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know, but he should have just, you know, kept it simple. And, you know,
you felt like his was messy or something?
It was just wasn't a good performance, in my opinion. But he's a great singer. Mm-hmm. He's definitely a great singer, but he didn't stay in his lane. I don't know if he got advised to do that or if he wanted to do that.
Oh my God.
He should have just did like Rihanna and, you know, had a million dancers and just stayed in the middle, you know. But yeah, it was horrible.
It was horrible.
the halftime show last year was actually...
Oh, that was really, really good.
It was real good.
I was hyped the whole time. I watched that multiple times. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna watch Rihanna's again because, you know, that's my girl.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed. I give Rihanna maybe an 8 out of 10 because there was no, she didn't bring nobody on stage with her. Jay-Z's there. she didn't bring nobody on stage with her. You know, it just, I feel like it could have been, you know, could have been a lot more. She could have put a little bit more effort. I get it, she just had the baby and everything, but you know,
the Beyonce, effort wasn't there for you.
Beyonce was performing while she was pregnant, so
oh my God. Don't do too much.
Nah, but ain't your favorite singer Beyonce?
I love Beyonce and Rihanna. Beyonce my favorite, but I love Rihanna too.
You can't love both.
Yes, I can. It's enough love for everybody.
One has to be the queen bee.
The queen bee is Beyonce, okay. But it's love for everybody. I got love for everybody.
It can be love, but Rihanna can step it up too.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
But nah, y'all. It was she did good though, y'all. She did good. She came out there and did what she was supposed to do. The Weeknd did good. It's just he was advised wrongly.
You said he did good, but you said it was horrible.
He was advised wrongly because I don't. That's not like him. I've never been to a weekend show, but I'm sure he can do a lot better than that. I'm positive. So, like you said,
it was the wrong concept, but you think he's capable of way more.
It was definitely that.
Okay.
But yeah.
So did you enjoy your time in Tampa?
I did. I definitely did enjoy my time.
Even though we had some wild stories with this weather though. And it's crazy because the weather is usually lovely.
Right. Lovely. And when I got here, y'all, Friday, like it was nice. Like in Tennessee, it's like what, maybe 50 degrees right now, if that, might be colder. So, you know, when I got down here, it's like, wow, we don't even need jackets.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I don't usually wear a jacket. Today and yesterday has been my first time wearing an outer layer in a while out here, unless I'm traveling and going somewhere else. But there's going to be colder or something. But, yeah, I never usually wear outer layers. And today and yesterday, I definitely had to wear one.
And, y'all, this crazy because it's February, one of the coldest months out of the year.
Oh my gosh, y'all, 57 seconds,
and
we're finna see. Well, it's 54 seconds now, and it's 35 to 35
now. He could miss y'all, and it could go in the OT. That'll make for it. This is a good game,
honestly. It's a really good game. It's been good the whole entire time. Going back and forth.
We haven't had a Super Bowl like this since I don't even know.
But yeah, this is a really good game.
It is.
I mean, I wish Tampa Bay was there. I wish it was Tampa.
I don't know when y'all gonna get back.
I'm so sad that Tom Brady would have had to retired.
I'm gonna cry. You know, he was getting old, you know.
He ain't that old,
but football is a tough sport.
It is. The DeMar Hamlin situation, I just felt so bad.
Oh yeah, that's the one who had a like cardiac arrest.
You saw him at the game. He's at the game.
Yeah. Then when he had the Fenty on?
No, the one behind him had it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's the sport this year. It's tough.
He's DeMar been doing Hamlin's like 20, what? He's in his 20s, I think.
Yeah, and maybe. Tom Brady been doing it for a really long time, so I understand. Oh my gosh, it's only 12 seconds, 11, 10. And okay, then, 11 seconds, and it stopped. They stopped the time. Okay. It's 11 seconds, and then it got the 0-1 thing. I don't know what that means, but.
And the score's still tied, right?
35. And it's still tied.
So they probably finna go to OT if this field goal doesn't go through.
Please do not let this field goal go.
Can y'all just imagine the pressure on the kicker? Like, if
he. Oh, I bet he just like.
Right.
He's
going to go into cardiac arrest.
Oh my gosh. Get somebody else to do it. I'm just saying. I work good under pressure.
Oh, man. I hope so. He better. His job is definitely depending on it.
Man,
but yeah, y'all, it's
Super Bowl. Literally watching this
Super Bowl
to see if who finna get this ring, if they finna get this ring, or if
I would be so
finna fun. Have to wait longer to see if we finna have to wait longer to see who wins the Super Bowl. Oh my God, 38 to 35.
Give me my money.
38 to 35. That's oh my gosh. KC won the Super Bowl of 2023.
Let's go.
Oh well, they still on the field, so they said, baby.
They gonna try.
They said, baby. It ain't over until it's over. It ain't over until it's over. It's eight seconds left.
You gotta give them their props.
They said 8 seconds left. It ain't over until it's over.
They gonna take that sad walk home.
You said what?
It's a wrap.
You said it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Come on now. They gonna need a miracle. They gonna need a goddamn miracle. They gonna try to kick it from that far. I mean, that's a good strategy.
They got 4 seconds.
That's a good strategy. Let's see.
You said let's see.
Let's see, yeah.
Oh my God. trash. KC literally just won officially the Super Bowl. Again. Oh my gosh. They are happy. They are really jumping all over the field and celebrating. Oh my gosh. And they Brittany, won.
Brittany, I told you. Let me just say that. I told you.
Yeah, you did say KC is gonna win.
But it was a hard fought game. They all
and I wish that was Tampa Bay Red up there. I wish it was Tampa Bay. You know, but it's okay.
You can pretend.
It's okay. But I wish it was Tampa Bay or Green Bay. Tampa Bay or Green Bay. If not Tampa, Green Bay. If not Green Bay, Tampa Bay. One of those.
One of the bays.
One of the bays. You funny. But so are you excited that Casey just won?
No, because there's no FanDuel betting in Tampa, in Florida or Georgia.
You wish you would have been able to bet because that's who you've been going for the whole time.
That's who I knew was going to win. And I probably would have hit a lick. I just won 800. Monday. I was going to bet this weekend because there was a lot of games going on.
Mm-hmm.
But to my surprise, there's no betting in, I want to say, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It might be in Alabama.
The only betting I do is on myself.
Ain't no wrong with it.
I bet on myself.
Ain't no wrong with it. If the chances aren't good, I'm not going to bet either, y'all. Because gambling is literally flushing your money down the toilet. I won $800 off a $10 wager. So, you gotta kind of know. You gotta just know the trends. That's all. You just gotta know the trends.
Is there any last words you would like to say?
Nothing too big. I missed y'all. It was good being back. I can't wait for y'all to hear the V-Day episode, Valentine's Day episode. Y'all make sure y'all
make sure y'all
check out tomorrow. And yeah, that's all I got to say, y'all. Miss y'all. Love y'all.
Thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. It was fun, and I really had fun with Brandon out here. He finally came. And KC, y'all did it. Rihanna, you did it.
Philly, y'all did good too.
Yeah, so everybody is happy. Go Black History Month.
Yes, sir.
So now I have some news for my core fan base.
What is that?
I have a new subscription available for you for $4.99 a month.
Oh, it's a steal.
You will get early episodes, exclusive episodes, and extraordinary episodes. Mm. The type of episodes that I might have for a short period of time. And make sure you rate us 5-star on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And share the word, share the podcast. Yeah, we sharing love, light, positivity, all of it. So yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.